Good morning. It's May 3rd, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. In a groundbreaking effort that bridges the past and present, archaeologists and artists have brought to life the face of a Neanderthal woman, offering a glimpse into a world 75,000 years ago. This remarkable endeavor was carried out by a team from England's University of Cambridge in collaboration with Dutch artists, focusing on the remains of a Neanderthal known as Shanader Zeh, discovered in a cave in Iraqi Kurdistan. The meticulous reconstruction process involved piecing together over 200 skull fragments, revealing a skull that had been flattened by a rockfall, a testament to the harsh realities of Neanderthal existence. Shanader Zeh was estimated to be around 45 years old at her time of death, with her reconstructed face showing distinctive features and significant dental wear, indicating poor oral health. This level of detail was achieved through the analysis of tooth enamel proteins, a method that also confirmed the skeleton's sex and provided new insights into Neanderthal appearance and their potential interbreeding with modern humans. The findings underscore a genetic connection between Neanderthals and modern humans, evidenced by the Neanderthal DNA present in almost every living person today. The site of Shanader Cave, where Shanader Zeh and the remains of 10 other Neanderthals were found, has revealed evidence of food preparation in the presence of the dead, suggesting a complex understanding of death and possibly rituals surrounding it. These discoveries are challenging the conventional view of Neanderthals, painting a picture of a species with complex behaviors and potential similarities to early modern humans. The public has been given a window into this ancient world through a BBC documentary featuring the reconstructed face of Shanader Zeh, available on Netflix. As excavations at Shanader Cave continue, there is anticipation that further insights will be unearthed, deepening our understanding of Neanderthal life and their connection to us. Feeling angry might be more harmful to your heart than you think. A groundbreaking study published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that just a few moments of anger can significantly increase the risk of major cardiovascular events, such as heart attacks and strokes, for up to 40 minutes following the episode. This research highlights the intricate ways in which our emotions can directly impact our physical health, particularly our heart health. The study, conducted by researchers in the United States and funded by the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, delves into the biological processes triggered by anger. It was discovered that anger leads to the promotion of arterial plaque buildup, a key factor in the occurrence of strokes and heart attacks. Specifically, the researchers found that anger has a notably detrimental effect on the function of endothelial cells. These cells line our blood vessels and are critical for their ability to expand. This effect of anger was found to be more pronounced than that caused by other emotions such as fear or sadness. For the first time, this research establishes a direct link between episodes of anger and impaired blood vessel function, shedding light on the potential pathways through which anger can contribute to cardiovascular disease. In light of these findings, Dr. Holly Middlecoff from UCLA's David Geffen School of Medicine suggests that individuals with pre-existing heart conditions and issues with anger management might benefit from interventions such as yoga and cognitive behavioral therapy to mitigate these risks. It's important to note, as the article does, that while this study provides valuable insights into the relationship between anger and heart health, it is not a substitute for professional medical advice. Individuals experiencing health concerns are encouraged to consult healthcare professionals to address their specific needs. In a groundbreaking advancement in the fight against brain cancer, researchers at the University of Florida have developed a personalized mRNA vaccine that targets glioblastoma, known as the most aggressive form of brain cancer. This innovative approach leverages the body's own immune system to combat the disease, marking a significant step forward in cancer treatment. The vaccine operates by reprogramming the immune system to recognize and attack cancer cells, utilizing information from the tumor's transcriptome. This method of immune activation has shown promising results in a recent clinical trial, with patients experiencing the expected side effects of an immune response, and some achieving progression-free survival for months. This is a notable achievement given the typically grim prognosis associated with glioblastoma. Utilizing technology similar to that of COVID-19 vaccines, the research team is now focusing on optimizing the vaccine for dosage and treatment plans. They aim to enhance its effectiveness by combining it with other forms of immunotherapy. An expanded Phase 1 clinical trial is already in progress, and there are plans to distribute this pioneering treatment to children's hospitals nationwide through a collaboration with a multi-institution consortium. Published in the prestigious journal Cell, the study underscores the potential of this vaccine to transform the treatment landscape for glioblastoma patients. While the researchers acknowledge the necessity of further research to minimize potential adverse effects and improve the precision of immune targeting, the vaccine's development represents a hopeful horizon in the quest to treat and eventually prevent aggressive cancers. With its potential for early detection and treatment, this vaccine could indeed herald a new era in cancer care. In the face of severe drought conditions threatening Morocco, scientists at the International Center for Agricultural Research in Dry Areas, or ICARDA, are pioneering a groundbreaking approach to agriculture. They're developing seeds designed to thrive in arid conditions, an effort that could revolutionize farming in drought-prone regions. As water stress in Morocco is projected to escalate to extremely high levels by 2040, the urgency for solutions has never been more critical. ICARDA's initiative has led to the creation of 30 elite lines of grain, capable of yielding up to 4 tons per hectare under the duress of as little as 200 millimeters of rainfall. This achievement marks a significant advancement in agricultural science, offering a beacon of hope for sustaining crop production in challenging environments. However, the journey from laboratory to field is fraught with obstacles. Bureaucratic and regulatory delays have been a significant barrier to the widespread adoption of these innovative seed varieties. Despite the clear benefits, the slow approval process for new seeds is stifling progress, delaying the potential impact these resilient grains could have on Morocco's agriculture sector. Yet, the promise these seeds hold for offsetting agricultural losses remains undiminished. The anticipation is that once these hurdles are overcome, the adoption of drought-resistant seeds will play a pivotal role in mitigating the adverse effects of climate change on agriculture. For this potential to be fully realized, a revamp of the seed certification system is imperative. Additionally, fostering greater collaboration between private companies, farmers, and research institutions is essential. By streamlining the approval process and enhancing engagement with key stakeholders, Morocco can unlock the full potential of these resilient seed varieties. This collaborative effort is not just about innovation in agriculture, it's about securing a sustainable future for farming in regions where water scarcity threatens the very fabric of agricultural livelihoods. In the realm of health and wellness, mindfulness is gaining ground as a powerful tool for enhancing mental and physical well-being. Recent studies have illuminated its potential, particularly in older adults, cancer patients, and survivors of childhood cancer, showcasing the broad applicability and benefits of mindfulness practices. A study published in BMC Geriatrics explored the impact of an 8-week online mindfulness program on 50 healthy older adults. The findings were promising, revealing significant improvements in verbal memory, attention, executive function, interoceptive awareness, and emotional regulation. Moreover, the study linked changes in brain rhythms to enhanced attention switching and reduced rumination, providing a neuroscientific basis for the cognitive benefits observed. In a separate vein, a study focused on men with prostate cancer undergoing radiation therapy found that mindfulness audio recordings could alleviate fatigue, sleep problems, anxiety, and depression. Published in the journal Global Advances in Integrative Medicine and Health, this research is pioneering in delivering mindfulness interventions during radiation treatments. The results underscore the importance of early implementation of such interventions to mitigate symptoms from the start of treatment. Furthermore, the effectiveness of mindfulness interventions was highlighted in a study involving adolescent and young adult survivors of childhood cancer. Participants who used the 10% Happier Mindfulness app reported significant improvements in psychological distress and overall health-related quality of life. Published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health, this study emphasizes the potential of mobile app interventions to support and engage this particular population. These studies collectively demonstrate the versatility and efficacy of mindfulness in improving cognitive functions, emotional regulation, and psychological distress across different populations. They also point to the growing recognition of mindfulness as a valuable component of treatment and recovery processes, with the potential to significantly enhance quality of life. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.